With us right now, Antonina Olszewski. She's the Foundation Director and Coordinator of Community Benefits for Ministry Healthcare, a big project in the South Wausau metro area that's going to help a lot of kids out, especially this summer. Can you tell us a little bit about Blessings in a Backpack?
Absolutely. Blessings in a Backpack is a program that was begun to provide food and nourishment to children who are identified as qualifying for free or reduced lunch on the weekends, so to give them something to take home. And actually, we're expanding that this summer to include providing a snack every day for children while they're in summer school.
Now, this is apparently a program that not only has a big need, but the need is growing, isn't it?
The need is overwhelming, and I don't think I realized until I looked at the stats for Marathon County how great that need was. Basically, every school in Marathon County qualifies to some extent for this program. And again, it's people who are identified as needing free or reduced lunch. And some schools in the Wausau DC Everest School Districts qualify up to 77%. So 80% of the children in the school qualify for this program.
And a lot of schools are heavy on the program and some are a little bit lighter, but nonetheless, every school in both of those districts has a pretty fair number of students involved in the free and reduced lunch program.
This is absolutely correct.
So what is the role of Ministry Healthcare and the foundation as far as this Blessings in a Backpack operation, and what are you doing?
Well, Ministry Healthcare evaluates community health needs assessment of Marathon County and looks at ways that they can get involved in supporting and hopefully eliminating or at least alleviating some of the health needs within our county. And when we looked at the community health needs assessment for this year, one of the things that struck us really strongly was the need to improve our services in early childhood development. We put out a call at St. Clair's Hospital to local community coalitions and basically ask them to provide us with project suggestions that would help address some of the needs of early childhood development. And when we received this proposal from Blessings in a Backpack DC Everest Wausau, we just looked at it and the entire committee here was taken by storm and said, feeding hungry children in our school district absolutely is a necessity. We have to get involved in this. And that's where we got started.
I'm sure one of the things that your group looked at is the fact that if you start them young and get them into good dietary habits and have enough food to eat in the first place, their overall health is going to be much better, as well as the things they do, such as their schoolwork.
That's absolutely one of the things we looked at. Many studies have shown that students who are hungry in school just don't learn well, they can't pay attention in class, they have difficulty retaining the information that they hear, and how can they not when they have this anxiety about the hunger that they're experiencing? So our goal is to at least alleviate a portion of this hunger, particularly on the weekends, so that when they get back to school on Monday, they're in the best condition possible to be able to learn.
Now, is this going to be an ongoing every week project, or is this something to get through the summer months? How is this working?
This actually began as a school year project, so it began this fall. We started with just one school in DC Everest, and we're already up to six schools in DC Everest and Wausau. Our goal is to make this totally sustainable year over year and to address every school that needs our aid within the Wausau-Everest School District and beyond potentially one day. As we looked at the school district during the year, we thought, what's going to happen during the summer? We'd like to do a more robust program in the summer as well, but for this year, we're definitely going to address all the children who attend summer school.
This is a big project because you have to stock a lot of food to pull this off. So how do you supply that many backpacks, that many children with food?
I have to tell you that we've had great community partners. We have a loyal cadre of volunteers who comes out and does a variety of things for us, from doing bake sales or fundraisers or food drives. So we get a lot of support that way. The committee that runs Blessings in a Backpack also writes grants and has gotten a lot of community support this way. And one of the things that they did when they came to St. Clair's was to ask us for a grant, which we were very pleased to be able to provide them, of $50,000 over 3 years. we're hoping that all of that can be sustained going forward indefinitely.
I would imagine that the receiving food products and supplies that you may put in those backpacks is an ongoing project. What if somebody wants to donate to the cause? What should they donate and where can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. We can donate to a variety of places. You can drop that off at St. Clair's Hospital. You can go online and look up bibdcewasa.org. That's the Blessings in a Backpack website. It has donation drop spots. You can give anyone on the committee a call, and again, you can get that online. Work with us to discuss any type of food donations. You are also welcome to drop it off just at local schools, and they can get that to us. We have a great partner right now in Sysco Foods, and they're going to be helping us gather more food and allow us to provide greater amounts of food as well. So any help is always appreciated.
It sounds like that website might be a good source for some information for people who want to know more about the program. What is that website again?
Absolutely. It is bibdcewasa.org.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I'd just like to say the community has been so incredibly supportive of this program. We have people calling us, helping us, suggesting ways that we can even reach out to more children and more schools. We have teachers and principals who have really gotten on board. And finally, we have a very large fundraiser coming up for Blessings in a Backpack on May 4th, and that's going to be a girls' night out to support this project, and we would love anyone interested in that to come out and get involved as well.
Any idea how many kids are benefiting from the program right now?
Absolutely. That number is 300 right now, and we have plans to expand it again to as many children as we can reach in the upcoming year.
And every weekend, those 300 take something home, huh?
Every weekend, those 300 take something home, and that number grows week by week as well as more schools come on board. So we started out with a very small number of students, under 30, and it has expanded over 6 months to 300. So we have plans that next year it will be over 1,000.